8 seconds. Okay. Fanti Gemara, meaning there's two ways to learn this Gemara. One is that it's going to Rabbi Yaisi, where Rabbanan said, biblically it's Chayiv and Meiser because it is Hefker, but Rabbanan removed the Hefker because like the Shtakach Teres Hefker. So can you please mute yourself out there? If not, we'll have to do the nuclear option. Either Rabbanan made it Chayiv Midrabbanan and Pater Midraisa, or they even made it Pater completely, but people think since it's Chayiv, it's Pater Midraisa, since it's Chayiv, right, they'll view it as Chayiv, and therefore, I'm just opposite. According to BIC, Midraisa, it's not Hefker, because you can change your mind. Midrabbanan, it's Hefker. So either it's Chayiv Midraisa and Pater Midrabbanan, or it's even Pater completely, because Rabbanan were Mafkia, the Midraisa, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. But either way, the guy's going to think since I'm Chayiv Midraisa, I can give Meiser. And he's going to give Meiser something that's really Chayiv, and it'll be Menaptur al-Achiyav, or Menachiyav al-Aptur if he does it the other way. But don't make Yasra al-Asur Menachiyav al-Aptur, Menaptur al-Achiyav. So the Gemara, the meaning of like, he may ask us Asar Menayuvay. We tell him to make sure he takes Meiser from the thing itself. Basically, we're more concerned, like the Shtakach Teres Hefker, that we're concerned that he'll take Meiser off the wrong thing. The second gear to the Rush brings that this is going on the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon hold, but the Raisa is Hefker, but the Rabbanon came along and said, I'm sorry, but the Raisa is Hefker, the Rabbanon made it not Hefker. So again, the Rabbanon were Machayev and Meiser, but the Raisa is not Chayev, so it's not really Chayev, and it'll go be Maser, the wrong thing. And the same answer, we're more concerned about the Ramoyim, according to the Rabbanon, than we are concerned about the fact that he might give Meiser the wrong thing. Meiser. The next morning he got up and harvested it. Because the pasuk there says tazoy a second time to tell me it can't be reacquired by the same owner. But a pasuk in a meiser. So this is Rabbanan Shita that Hefker is Hefker. Right away, Udaraisik Tani Law, before the takana of the 3 days. So Mamela, he's pasuk in a meiser because this is really Hefker. Ella Rishlakas, have I put him in a miser? Why is he put him in a miser? The Chaira, this is not Hefker. Either he can't reacquire it, that was one of the Pratim in the Rush, or the process of reacquisition is very difficult, and therefore shouldn't be put him in a miser. Amalach, Kiaranol, Rabbi Yaisi, Harabonani. You're right. This price happens to be going like Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yaisi. Ibai is saying a new teretz of the whole kasha. Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbanan don't disagree. Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbanan don't disagree. Everybody agrees that Hefker is Hefker. But the question is, did Rabbanan change things? Midrabbanan, is there a difference if he's mafkut in front of two or mafkut in front of three? So the way the Rush explains it is that if you're mafkut in front of two, it's not really Hefker. That's why Rabbi Yaisi said, you can't do that thing when you're going on the road, be mafkut and your friend can get it, because it's not but in front of three, so it's not Hefker. Masha Enkein, if a guy is mafkut in front of three, there's no argument Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbanon. It's Hefker right away, except for the Takana Rabbanon of a 3-day wait period. But with the Raisa, there's no difference. Rabbi Yaisi never said, like the Gemara said before, that you can change your mind on a real Hefker. The Gemara is saying no. He said this is not Hefker because there's no three people here. How the Hefker about betraying? How the Hefker about betlasa? Now Rabbi Yechim from Reb Shulman Minyan Tzadik, because I'm Hefker b'fnei shloish have a Hefker, b'fnei shnayim lo have a Hefker. Now, before Rabbi Yechim had said the pshat of changing your mind, now Rabbi Yechim is saying it's not Hefker one of two, so they say, the Rosh says, one is his own pshat and one is his Rebbe's pshat. Even if you do it yourself, it's Hefker. That's why the Rosh says by Shabbos, if your guy has your animal, you can be mafker it without telling anybody, right? Rabbana wanted that you do it in front of three, so Mamela, the Baal Bayis, won't do it to be mafkir meiser. He has to do it in front of three. He doesn't know what's going to happen the next minute. So therefore, they made a takana that it should be done in front of three. Hadol lachem ben amuder, hadol lachem ben amuder, hadol lachem ben amuder. Hashutum shenadu anoz emizem. Shutrim that Asad and off of each other. Asurim Likanas Lechatzer. They have a chatzer. The Gemara is going to end up explaining that this is called a chatzer she'im badin chalukah. That means there is not enough to divide it, because if there is enough to divide it, the Gemara is going to explain, divide it, force them to divide it. But since there's not enough to divide it, so it gets down to the halacha, is there breira or not? The Rabbanan of the Tanakam says, Asurim Lekanis Lechatzer, because you're walking into your friend's chatzer, you can't have an off. It's yours also, yeah, but unfortunately, since it's Emba Din Chalukah, you both own it, and therefore you're walking into his. And as the Meyakov Eimer, Zenichnas the Tarkshloi, Zenichnas the Tarkshloi, there's Breira, that when I'm in it, it's mine. And when you're in it, it's yours. That's what Rabbi Azul Meyakov says. In Memela, we rely on Breira. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the week, last week, that we paskin like Rabbi Azul Meyakov, and at the same time, the Gemara Baba Kama paskins, Ein Breira. So this by Deraisa. And this is the Deraisa de Gishayla. So this is the Kasha that the Ran has a page and a half on. This is Amid and a half. It's going to be Miyashev. How can you paskin Ein Breira by Deraisa and paskin here like Rabbi Azul Meyakov? But we're not learning the Ran, so we didn't speak out any of the truism. I can just say something now, just the Ran Shita is, there's different kinds of Breira. Here, the Breira is on time. It's not on whether this guy or this guy. It's a time Breira. We both own it at different times. That's a different type of Breira, Dr. Rad, than would decide that the person writes a get on whichever woman walks out first. He has two wives with the same name. Whichever one walks out first should be the one that the get goes on. That's going to decide this one, not that one. Here it's never going to decide this one, not that one. It'll say this one temporarily and the other one temporarily. It's lesser of a Breira. That's what the Ran, one of the answers he gives, between a regular Breira and this Breira. But again, we're not going into the Ran. Both are not allowed to put up a grinder or an oven, but these are things that partners are usually makpid on. And therefore, if he lets you do it, you're having an off from him. Well, the God will kind of guide him into raised chickens. If somebody is only one of them banned himself, he can't go in, the other guy can go in. When I come in, it's mine, not yours. Now, according to the Rabbanon, then he can't walk in and the other guy can walk in. So automatically, there's going to be a little bit element of jealousy, even though he did it himself. But the bottom line is, he's not going to, the other guy can walk in and he can't. So, you did it to yourself. So we forced you to sell your chelik. That's what the Rush learns, that since you did it to yourself, we forced you to sell your chelik. Right, the Rush is on the Amid Beis in my thing. Right. Bashenki, when both are us, sir, we don't make them sell. What if one guy, not the two, banned himself from one of them? Because he's walking into a chutzah that's partially owned by somebody he's not allowed to have pleasure from. I'm going into your friend, not yours, and the Mefarshim speak out that's only if it's for the tzairach. Now, there's a shaila who's tzairach, but I believe the Rosh Hashita is that it has to be the tzairach of the guy in the chutzah. Or maybe the Rosh doesn't say anything. This is Machlokes Rishayim. Can he just walk in whenever he wants? Or is it only when he walks in for the need of the owner of the chutzer? So then, since it's the need of the owner of the chutzer, he's walking into the guy's, at that point, it belongs to that guy. Let me try and explain. Two of them own the chutzer. A third guy can't have enough from one of them. He's walking into the chutzer. Well, as Yaakov says, he can say, I'm walking into your friend's chutzer. Why is that? Why does it automatically belong to the friend when a stranger walks in? The original deal is when I'm there, it's mine. When you're there, it's yours. Why is it? How it is, if it's for my need, that's how the Rishayim explain it, so that I own it for my need, and therefore he can walk in. That's how some Rishayim are. Other Rishayim argue, but that's the way I explain the Gemara. There's no chelik in it, but he can get an off from one of the shutav. And he's doing it for the need of the shutav. That's what the Rishayim explain. In the Gemara has two pshatim and three tzitzit yad. Basar. Ein lam mem tritzis yad mutter. Whatever tritzis yad means, we will see it in the Gemara. He bans himself from your house and your field. It's not his anymore. Because it's permanently usher. He said, "Bayezu sadazu." Ibayelu bidadru pligu it pligi is the pshat that everybody holds yes breira. It's just if you make your own neder, the rabbanon put a knas on you, and the blessing of Yaakov doesn't. We say yes, Breira. And the only reason we ask it by Nadru is because you did it to yourself. So we don't want you to rely on Breira. We're not happy with this situation. Because they hold in Breira. Now, Mudr means somebody else banned him. So it's a raya that even by Hidiru. So it's no raya, learn Nadra Anamachaveroi. And the raya is, I'm Mustafa, the 20 Sefer, the Kaifan is Anaydr, Limkur is Chalkai. We force the one who made the netter to sell it. Now, it's talking about one Asher. If it's talking about somebody Asher him, why are we forcing him? Yeah, maybe Shlomo the Nadra who had the Tani Kaifan. If he made the netter, we force him. Eliyama Dadra, somebody else made him the netter. I'm I Kaifan, I say. Why are we forcing him? I'm Anus on us. He's an Anus. So therefore, we can't prove it through the Mishnah. But we don't prove the Shaila. We don't prove whether it's only Nadra or even Hidiru. The assumption is that Rabbi don't hold Yesh Breira and Rabbi Ain Breira and Rabbi. But really, the Gemara never proved that. It could be they agree Yesh Breira, and they're only arguing because when the guys threw it to themselves, they made a knas to Rabbanon. Tadi Kamar Vaito Amar Rabba Matiri. Machloikis, Mashiach, Makde Chaluka. The only time to Rabbanon say that it's usher is if you have the option of splitting it. So that means they hold Yesh Breira. Abu Ein Makde Chaluka, Debre Alkohol Mutter. Amar Lurev Yitzhav. Our Beit HaKnesses, the Mishnah later on said the Rasher in the show, the Chemish Heimba Din Chaluka Dami, Tanan Shteyem Asurim B'davish Lai Zir, the Rasher in the show. So we see they argue by Heimba Din Chaluka. Rav Yashem Ziri, Mechloi Kish Heimba Din Chaluka, Rav Yashba Din Chaluka Dibri HaKala, Asur Dravanan Holds Ein Breira, and Rav Yashem Blasim Yaakov Holds Yash Breira. But Eino Chanami B'tech B'din Chaluka, even Rav Blasim Yaakov would agree. Split it. Am Ravuna Allah Krablazim Yaakov, Bechein Am Ravlazim Allah Krablazim Yaakov. Hamud Ranam Chaveira V'yesh L'sham Merchatz. Frank the Gemara V'kama Tvisis Yad. Says if the owner has Tvisis Yad. Am Rav Nachman L'merchatz L'shishu L'viyam. Avu B'batzer Loi. Less than 25% is not called an active partner, and therefore would not be usher for the guy to use it, even though he's usher Hanav from the owner, but it's less than 25%. The other gear says, Avilu B'bei Avu B'beim Loi. Which according to the Rush means he doesn't get any profit, but he has the right to make his pots there, to make the forms for his pots. So that is not enough to be considered an owner. But it's according to this shot, it seems that less than 25% would also be a share. It's only if he has a side thing there that he's not considered an owner. Abai Amar, Avilu Babayim Usser, Avilu Babatzer Usser. If the renter pays the tax, that's a sign that he's like the owner, because he's even paying the tax, which usually the property manager, the property owner pays. Look at Mishnah Beit. I'm El Chavei Rai, right? And the question is, he said, I'm not going into your house, then as soon as it's sold, it's mutter. Not going into this house, as soon as it doesn't make a difference. Why Avimi? How about if you ask for somebody else? Now, you didn't say Baisi, you said Baisi, but you're doing it on somebody else. Does the person have the ability to ban things once they leave his rishus or not? I'm a rabbi Tashima. I'm a Lubnoi Kaidim Shatanan of Leo May. He was Shana because he said from me. Once he dies, it's not from him. Chayev of a Meisah Meis, well, Yerushana, I doesn't own it anymore. Shemamina, the Meisah Davish of Meshusa, Luxiaisa Meshusai, Shemamina. Tanan Hassam, Kainim Paris Eilu Alai, guy bans the food on himself, Kainim heim api, kainim heim lufi, asr b'chilufeyim b'gduleya. His asr is exchange, added to gedulim, we say that's included in Paris Elu, rabbinically. By Rami Bachama, Amr kainim Paris Elu, aploini ma'o b'chilufeyim. Now gedulayim, we hold this asr midrabanam, because gedulayim have the original in them. Chilufeyim don't actually have the original in them, but they came because of the original. Is that included rabbinically or not? Now, at this point, we think the shaila is, but the other, can I use it or not? Reuven banned Shimon and a certain fruit, and then that fruit was exchanged. Is it asr or not? That's the question. Zok the Gemara, mi amin and gabi delay. Hayava, the maizah peres chadera, the maizah davish lebalder, the maizah. Right? A person can ban his friend's fruit on himself, so he can ban something that doesn't exist yet. The chalipin don't exist yet. And he can ban it on himself as well. Gabi chaveroi, hoyaveina, the maizah peres chaveroi, chaveroi. I can't asr Reuven's things on Shimon. Who am I? Right? Shaina, the maizah davish lebalder, the chaveroi. So I can't asr some chalipin on somebody either. That's the shaylah. Hi. Or maybe it's considered like gedulim, which are also not here, but are also because they come from this directly. The guy makes a neder that he won't give pleasure to his wife. Now, why that works? Seek subas. Would the Rabbanan consider chilupin like gedulim? Biblically, it's not. Biblically, gedulim might be mutter also. But did Rabbanan consider chalupa like gedulim? That's the shayla. So Rabbanan says, the guy told his wife, you can't have pleasure from me. And how that works, seek suba, seventh parak, first amid base, I believe. I forgot what job it is. I think it's ayin amid base. Ayin amid base. Rabbi Schultz says, I'm right. Loivo balachai veboan v'nefron. He can borrow money. And the woman borrows money and says, my husband will repay you. He's obligated to feed me. And that person can go collect from the husband. This is not Himiyach Maisa Vakar Natsri, because she told him beferish, my husband will repay you. It's not like you're doing me a chesed. This is a loan. My time, Balchayim Zarmah Rufon, I chalik, and she exchanged the money for the other guy's money. It's chalipin. Nobody said that the woman can go borrow. They said that if she borrows, she can use the money. So the shaila was never, we're changing the shaila. Shaila wasn't whether it's asr b'dieved. The shaila was, is it allowed to be done l'chatchila? That's the shaila. And that we haven't proven. Again, it's an exchange. And it says it works. But the shaila isn't whether it's usher once you did it. Shaila is, was it correct to go exchange it? Yeah, but if it's done, it's done, and it's not usher. Look at the Mishnah writer. Hareini alecha cheirem hamudar usher. Somebody says, I am on you a cheirem. So the person who becomes banned, meaning he makes himself usher to somebody else, so he's banning somebody from him, the guy's usher. Hari atalai cheirim, he's banning himself, another usher. Harei ni alecha v'atalai, shneim asur. Shneim utarim b'davish oil ababo. They both can use things that are oil ababo because they're hefker. They're made, they don't belong to any single person or any group of people. Baturim b'davish oil se'ir, because that is considered a partnership. Eizah davish oil ababagim harabayas, hazaras, habarashabim tzaderach. Eizah davish oil se'ir, harachava, the town square, hamerchot, the bathhouse, leitaknesis, the shul, teva, the aron kodesh, svarim, the svarim that are brought in to learn from. Period. Now, the next line makes no sense. It says, akaisim chalkil l'nasi, it's mashma, that's usher. If the nasi owns a part, it's usher, which doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara will explain that the way out of this is to be Kaisim Chalkil Nasi. Now, Kaisim Chalkil Nasi, that way it doesn't belong to the individual. It belongs to the Nasi, you can have pleasure from it. There's no preference of a Nasi, really. You can lie to anybody. Works automatically because in the covenant of the Nasi, we let the Nasi be Zaycha without a Kenyan. It's just kedai to give it to the Nasi because you never know who's going to ask you in Hana. The Nasi will never ask you Bana. They have a history of making the Dharma against each other, so they decided the Nasi owns the whole thing. Avoid all problems. Why is Kaisav the Chasav the Nasi Aser? The Gemara didn't understand the Mishnah. How do you correct it? They always fought. This is already done that the Nasi owns the show. Now, why is this here? We had it before. Some answer because we're leading into the next case. And some answer that even in the city, that's what the Rush says, that even in the same city, you can do this. It's not out and walking in a derech. Your mom is in the city. But if there's nobody else to do it, you can do it by doing heft. Give it to a third party. His father banned himself in Anah. He was marrying of his son. They're given to you. There's years here. It's given to you, but only does he have to say it or not? Is a shayla in the Gemara. You think I gave it to you with that power? You wanted you and your father to eat and make up. And you want me to have, referring to himself, he says, Rosh Shai to himself, I was facilitating an Avera. Now, again, we explained, it's not Shai, you can't make conditions. Of course you can make conditions. But the guy never meant to give the presents here. He meant only, I just want to find the heter for him to eat by my meal. Right? Either he said it, or he didn't say it, but the fact that he gives such a big present is Mashiach. First you say you can do it, and then you bring a story that you can't. The end showed that he never meant a present. But if he says, it's yours, my father should come. But he didn't say it's only yours for my father to come. Then it's mutter, because he's leaving it up to the guy. My time is to dust him. The Suda is a proof that he never meant. You don't give that kind of a present away and leave the guy to make his own decisions. It's too much. And therefore, you really never meant to give it away, and that's why it's a matter of my time. Merch tomorrow.